Good morning. I'm Michelle McNabb, librarian at the Family History and Genealogy Center of the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. Each year, the Family History and Genealogy Center has a summer display of photographs and stories on a selected theme related to Danish immigrants and their families. This year's exhibit is entitled Long-Term Lovers and features materials about immigrants married at least 50 years or descendants of immigrants married for at least 60. Some 50 couples who tied the knot and lived together between 50 and 75 years are featured. I'd like to introduce you to one of these couples. We could call their story When Harry Met Jane. Jane K. Stevens was a college student at Washington State University. She and two girlfriends had signed a pact that they would see the world before settling down. So after they graduated, they started saving money for a trip to Europe following their first year of teaching school. That was the summer of 1955. Jane's girlfriends found out about an 84-day bus tour of Europe that was being organized by a group based at the University of California at Berkeley. Jane was hesitant at first due to the length of the tour, but her friends signed her up, and she finally agreed to go. They booked their plane tickets at the last minute, and so met up with the rest of the group, many of whom knew each other from school, in London. Their tour guide for the entire time was a personable multilingual Dane from Svendborg named Harry, who had settled in the U.S. some years before and made a living in Berkeley by organizing and leading tours. Knowing that the three young women didn't know anyone else, Harry made a special effort to integrate Jane and her friends into the group. In return, he became impressed by Jane's problem-solving ability and warm nature and often invited her to come talk with him at the front of the bus. By day 74 of the tour, Harry was smitten enough to semi-propose to Jane, and in return, she gave him a semi-answer. Then the tour ended, and Jane returned to her parents' home and her teaching job in Tacoma. One day, the telephone rang, and Jane's father answered. On the other end was Harry, about whom he had heard more than a sentence or two. "Do you call all of the girls after each of your tours?" he inquired. "Yes, but I'm calling Jane first," responded Harry. He then asked for permission to visit, and thus their whirlwind courtship began. Harry visited Tacoma several times in the following months. Then, out of the blue, he telephoned Jane and suggested that they get married on December 28th. Jane had planned to go on a ski trip, so she told him to put it in writing if he meant it. Harry did, Jane accepted, and the two were married in Tacoma on December 28th, 1955. It was also Harry's 31st birthday, and he had chosen this date purposefully so that he could never forget their anniversary. Following their wedding, the couple honeymooned in Acapulco, where they experienced a devastating earthquake that caused part of their hotel to fall into the sea, Taxco, where they skirted a revolution, and Mexico City, where they experienced the coldest night in a half century, causing Harry to fall ill and be confined to bed for several days. Despite such an inauspicious start, it was the beginning of an enduring, happy marriage that included many tours to Europe. Harry and Jane had four children, Stephen, Karen, Niels, and Eric. Harry passed away on Christmas Day in 2011, 3 days before their 56th anniversary and his 87th birthday. His and Jane's story are part of this year's photo exhibit at the Family History and Genealogy Center, and a book of Henry's memoirs, entitled Anderson's Travels, is now part of the FHGC collection. If you have a Danish immigrant in your family who was married more than 50 years, we would love to include their photograph and story in our collection. You can contact me, Michelle McNabb, Tuesdays through Saturdays at the Family History and Genealogy Center in Elkhorn. I hope to hear from some of you. Ha det godt I dag.